GM is suing Fiat Chrysler over alleged bribes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The president of the United Auto Workers, Gary Jones, resigned yesterday, just as the UAW's board was getting ready to fire him and a regional director. The backdrop here is a federal investigation into union corruption that has resulted in multiple arrests and criminal charges. The scandal has now dragged in two automakers. General Motors is suing Fiat Chrysler, accusing it of having bribed union officials. Kristen Gicek is with the Center for Automotive Research and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so how does General Motors say exactly that Fiat Chrysler bribes would affect General Motors?
Well, they say that the corruption between Fiat Chrysler and the UAW led to more favorable treatment from the UAW. So, you know, the union has what's called pattern bargaining. And pattern bargaining means that, you know, they go to the first company and they set an agreement that, you know, it's advantageous to be first. You get an agreement that's favorable to you. But that then they took that pattern that was set at Fiat Chrysler in 2015. And applied it differently when it came to GM, and that those bribes allowed them to enforce the agreement differently.
So Fiat Chrysler allegedly was bribing these union officials to get a better deal with the union than General Motors would.
Yes, and also, I mean, the document that General Motors filed alleges that Fiat Chrysler was enlisting the UAW in their efforts to merge with General Motors. And of course, it's made a little more complicated that the UAW, through its retirement healthcare trust, was a large shareholder in both Fiat Chrysler and General Motors.
What's at stake here? I mean, are there specific damages being requested?
There's nothing specific. It does say that the damages are in, you know, denominated in billions. So that's large, and it's a RICO case, so racketeering and influence and corruption, and that leads to treble damages. So whatever damages are determined, if the case is proven, they would get three times that amount.
Oh, wow. Fiat Chrysler has not yet come to a new contract agreement with the UAW. Do you think this lawsuit or the investigation will have any effect on how those negotiations end up?
Those negotiations were going to be difficult even before General Motors sued FCA, somewhat due to the ongoing federal investigation, which started with corruption uncovered between Fiat Chrysler and the UAW.
Kristen Gicek is Vice President of Industry, Labor, and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research. It was good to talk to you.
You as well.
We're going to get October home sales numbers in a few minutes. And as we do every Thursday, let us check in with Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Welcome back, Diane.
Good morning.
October's home sales report comes out in just a few minutes, actually. What are we expecting there?
We should see a little lift in home sales. We've seen that home sales are one of the few beneficiaries of lower rates, not only by the Fed rate cuts, but also lower long-term rates. The problem is they're not getting quite the boost they once did. So we'll get some increase in home sales, but those millennials out there are still wanting because they're finding higher hurdles to qualify for a mortgage given their lower entry-level incomes, their less savings, and their higher student debt.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about holiday sales. We are getting into holiday shopping season. Last season was not great. How is this season shaping up?
Last season was not great, you're right. And going into this season, retailers are really nervous because there's only 26 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's a very compressed season to sell you everything they've got, and they've got a lot of stuff. They ordered ahead of tariffs so that you wouldn't have to pay tariffs during the holiday season, but that means they also have a lot of inventory, so you're going to get a lot of discounts this holiday season. So the good news is tariffs won't be affecting consumers too much, but retailers will be working really hard to unload those inventories and offer sales to bring you in a very compressed holiday season.
Okay, good year for deals then. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We often talk about federal spending on things like education and infrastructure, but most of the money for these things tends to come from states. And according to a new report out just this morning, states are spending at a faster pace than they have since the Great Recession, up almost 6% this fiscal year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
With low unemployment, more people are working and paying taxes, giving states more money to spend, like a 4.7% increase in K-12 education.
Elementary and secondary education is the largest use of state tax revenues, and so it's always a top priority in states.
John Hicks runs the National Association of State Budget Officers, which crunched the numbers. Transportation funding had the biggest jump, up nearly 9% over 2018. Hicks says that money came mostly from higher gas taxes.
They have been devoting new resources to infrastructure, particularly in roads and bridges.
Not all states are flush with cash, though. Eileen Norcross tracks the fiscal health of states for the Mercatus Center.
My concern is even when there are more robust revenues, that states are not dealing with the budget pressure points.
Like pensions and other state employee benefits, that can be a challenge when governments aren't quite so flush. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.